Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear and it's a warm evening. Jerusalem and Haifa are also enjoying mild weather, perfect for a late-night stroll. Meanwhile, Eilut remains pleasantly warm, a hallmark of its desert charm. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reported earlier today that the IDF claims to have hit a Hezbollah cell in southern Lebanon, cautioning it will act if a truce is breached. Also, the Jerusalem Post questions whether officials are exaggerating the Hamas threat to sway elections and advocate for a new invasion. Also this hour, Walla reports that Hamas is expected to disband its governing body in the Gaza Strip, making way for a new administrative committee. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew confirms that Hamas plans to dissolve its government committee, facilitating a technocratic transition. And finally, I24 News noted earlier today that Erdogan urged Trump to stop a planned U.S.-Israeli ground operation against Iran, with Saudi Arabia reportedly unhappy with the conflict's conclusion. From X, the latest, I24NEWS English shared just minutes ago that Brigadier General Rez Israel Relic Shafir believes Trump must show strength against Iran post-election to avoid ridicule. Meanwhile, Samantha Etus posted that former Amazon engineer Sasha Trufanov and software engineer Sapir Cohen, who were kidnapped from kibbutz near Oz, have married after being released from captivity. State of Tel Aviv noted earlier that belongings of October 7th victims were displayed at Beit Ariella Library in Tel Aviv to mark 10,000 days since the tragic events, with personal items returned to families. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's action in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that military operatives spotted Hezbollah members near the buffer zone, prompting a strike. This action underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining the truce. Any breach, they warn, will lead to a forceful response, highlighting ongoing regional tensions. Turning to the political implications of the Hamas threat, the Jerusalem Post explores how some Israeli officials might be using the perceived threat of Hamas to influence election outcomes. This tactic, they suggest, aims to justify increased military actions in Gaza. The implications for Israeli politics and regional stability are significant, as public opinion may sway based on these perceptions. Meanwhile, reports from Walla and Israel Hayom Hebrew indicate Hamas' internal restructuring. Hamas plans to dissolve its current governing body to allow a technocratic committee's entry. This move could signal a shift in governance within Gaza, potentially affecting both local and international relations. And finally, regarding U.S.-Israeli military plans, I-24 News reveals that Erdogan's appeal to Trump reflects broader geopolitical maneuvering. Saudi Arabia's dissatisfaction with the conflict's conclusion adds another layer of complexity. This situation could influence future diplomatic efforts in the region, impacting alliances and strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel has frozen $8 million in cryptocurrency linked to Iran's terror network. The Defense Ministry identified these funds as part of a network funneling money to Hezbollah and other groups. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that these crypto wallets are part of a significant financial crackdown, holding over 24 million shekels. This move is a critical step in Israel's economic warfare against terrorism. And finally, from Globes, Tidar's CEO notes a 20% drop in home prices over the past 4 years, describing the current real estate market as one of the most challenging ever. This decline reflects broader economic pressures impacting the housing sector in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.